Welcome, everybody, to 5 Questions for an Emerson Expert podcast series. I'm Jim Cahill, and today I'm joined by Sudhir Jain. Sudhir is an oil and gas industry consultant with more than 25 years of experience working with producers and manufacturers across the supply chain, from upstream oil and gas production, midstream, downstream, all working with them to improve the performance of their process and their operations. Welcome, Sudhir.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, let's start. First question, you know, as you were growing up, what led you to study in the field of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, you know, specifically control engineering in your case?
Well, Jim, when I was growing, actually, I watched my father doing stuff at home, mainly repairs. I used to watch him and sometimes join him, and then I was good at math and science, so that drove me that I will definitely go in a technical field. Where I used to live, I was surrounded by the process industry, refineries, a nuclear plant and a power plant, and chemical plants, heavy water plants. So whenever I heard that they are operating the plant from a control room, it always intrigued me how good it will be. So that's probably my first interest.
Okay, great. So what led you then specifically into process automation and optimization?
Well, DCS was introduced sometime in mid-70s, where, as I said earlier, we had this control room operations, and it intrigued me. And where I was studying, or when I joined the engineering college, they had a very well laid out program where you go as a summer intern in the plants to learn, and that really helped me to go into the control automation field.
Okay. Tell us about a recent challenge that you may have helped one of our clients or customers face.
Well, there are many, but one of the projects I'm working on right now is a pretty new thing which I'm doing. It's basically enhancing production on an offshore platform by providing them an application which work over here. And this application, under the resource constraint, actually enhances the production on the platform. Most interesting is, I think this was my first visit to the offshore platform. So that is very interesting, and then I'm able to help them to do that.
That's fantastic. I got my start in the oil and gas business on offshore platforms. So, yeah, it's a great industry. Yeah. So what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
I always enjoy going out. I cannot sit in the closed door. So whenever I get time, I walk around, I visit places, travel, and I most enjoy if I get somebody playing with me tennis or cricket.
Excellent. And finally, so this isn't a long and difficult series of questions, my last one, for someone just starting out in the field, maybe brand new graduate or something like that, someone in the field of process automation and optimization, what advice would you have for them to kind of help them accelerate their learning curve?
I think I relate optimization to the problem solving. And I always feel that if you see a problem, you solve a small problem, you see the outcome right away. Either customer is very happy and you also feel satisfied. So if you troubleshoot, I call it a troubleshooting, that means somebody's problem or your problem. And then as you grow, you solve bigger problems, and that way, you know, you enter into the optimization field. Control and optimization is a growing field even today. And every day you see the new technology. I have done so in myself. Dive into it. Nothing is difficult. and you enjoy as you learn those new technologies and help customers solving their problems.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Sudhir. I'm sure everyone got a lot of learn a little bit more about you. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.